13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher is a young adult novel about a high school student named Clay Jensen and his classmate Hannah Baker, who has recently committed suicide. Clay receives a mysterious package containing 7 cassette tapes recorded by Hannah before her death. On the tapes, Hannah explains that there are 13 reasons why she chose to end her life. Each reason is connected to a different person in her life, and each person is sent a copy of the tapes. Clay listens to the tapes and learns the truth about what happened to Hannah and why she felt she had no other choice but to take her own life. The novel follows Clay as he listens to the tapes and tries to make sense of what happened to Hannah. He visits the people mentioned on the tapes and discovers the truth about their actions and how they contributed to Hannah's death. Clay also learns about the power of words and how they can have a lasting impact on someone's life. He also discovers the importance of speaking up and standing up for what is right. The novel is a powerful story about the consequences of bullying, the power of words, and the importance of speaking up. It is a heartbreaking story that will stay with readers long after they finish the book. It is a story that will make readers think about the power of their words and how they can affect someone's life. 13 Reasons Why is an important book that will help readers understand the impact of their actions and the importance of standing up for what is right. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Clay Jensen receives a mysterious package containing cassette tapes recorded by his classmate Hannah Baker before her suicide. Idea summary: Clay Jensen is sent a package of cassette tapes from his classmate Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. The tapes contain her reasons for why she chose to take her own life. Clay Jensen is a high school student who is shocked to find a mysterious package on his doorstep one day. Inside the package are cassette tapes recorded by his classmate, Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. The tapes contain Hannah's reasons for why she chose to take her own life. Clay is left reeling as he listens to the tapes, which detail the events that led up to her death. He is forced to confront the truth about his own role in her death, as well as the roles of his classmates. As Clay listens to the tapes, he is forced to confront the reality of the tragedy that has befallen his school and his community. The tapes are a heartbreaking reminder of the power of words and the impact they can have on someone's life. Clay is left with a heavy burden as he struggles to make sense of the tragedy and come to terms with his own guilt. He is also left with a sense of responsibility to make sure that no one else has to go through the same pain and suffering that Hannah did. Clay's journey of self-discovery and redemption is a powerful reminder of the importance of understanding and compassion in our lives. Main idea number 2. Clay listens to the tapes and discovers that he is one of the people responsible for her death. Idea summary: as Clay listens to the tapes, he discovers that he is one of the people who contributed to Hannah's death. He must now grapple with the guilt of his role in her death. Clay Jensen had no idea what he was getting himself into when he received the mysterious package containing a set of cassette tapes. As he listened to the tapes, he was shocked to discover that they were recordings made by his classmate, Hannah Baker, before her death. As Clay listened to the tapes, he slowly began to realize that he was one of the people responsible for her death. He had been part of a chain of events that had led to her suicide. Clay was filled with guilt and regret as he listened to the tapes, and he was determined to find out what he could do to make things right. Clay was determined to find out the truth about what had happened to Hannah, and he began to investigate the events that had led to her death. He spoke to the people mentioned on the tapes, and he slowly began to piece together the story of what had happened. As he did so, he realized that he had played a role in her death, and he was filled with guilt and regret. He was determined to make things right, and he set out to do whatever he could to help the people involved in the tragedy. Clay's journey of discovery was a difficult one, but it was also an important one. He was able to come to terms with his role in Hannah's death, and he was able to make amends with the people involved. In the end, Clay was able to find peace and closure, and he was able to move on with his life. Main idea number 3. Clay visits the people mentioned on the tapes and learns more about the events leading up to Hannah's suicide. Idea summary: Clay visits the people mentioned on the tapes to learn more about the events that led to Hannah's suicide. He discovers the truth behind her death and the role that each person played in it. Clay Jensen embarks on a journey to uncover the truth behind Hannah Baker's suicide. He visits each of the people mentioned on the tapes, determined to learn more about the events leading up to her death. He discovers the truth behind her death and the role that each person played in it. He learns of the bullying, the lies, and the secrets that were kept from him. He also learns of the kindness and compassion that some of the people showed to Hannah, even in her darkest moments. Through his journey, Clay comes to understand the complexity of the situation and the devastating consequences of his own actions. Clay's visits to the people on the tapes are not always easy. He is met with hostility, denial, and even violence. But he perseveres, determined to uncover the truth and to understand why Hannah chose to take her own life. Through his conversations with the people on the tapes, Clay begins to understand the events that led to Hannah's death and the role that each person played in it. He also begins to understand the power of his own words and actions, and the devastating consequences they can have. Clay's journey to uncover the truth behind Hannah's death is a difficult one. But it is also a journey of self-discovery and understanding. Through his visits to the people on the tapes, Clay learns more about the events leading up to Hannah's suicide and the role that each person played in it. He also learns about the power of his own words and actions, and the devastating consequences they can have. In the end, Clay is able to come to terms with his own role in Hannah's death and find a way to move forward. Main idea number 4. Clay learns that Hannah was sexually assaulted by a classmate. Idea summary: Clay discovers that one of the reasons for Hannah's suicide was that she was sexually assaulted by a classmate. He must now confront the reality of what happened to her and the guilt of not being able to help her. Clay Jensen is devastated when he receives a mysterious package containing cassette tapes recorded by his classmate, Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. As he listens to the tapes, Clay learns that Hannah was sexually assaulted by a classmate. He is filled with guilt and regret, knowing that he could have done something to help her. He is determined to find out who assaulted her and why she felt she had no other choice but to take her own life. Clay is determined to get justice for Hannah and to make sure that no one else has to go through the same experience. He begins to investigate the people mentioned on the tapes, trying to uncover the truth about what happened to Hannah. He is met with resistance from those who don't want to talk about it, but he is determined to get to the bottom of it. As he pieces together the events leading up to Hannah's death, Clay is forced to confront the reality of what happened to her and the guilt of not being able to help her. Clay's journey to uncover the truth about Hannah's death is a difficult one, but it is also a journey of healing and understanding. He learns more about himself and the people around him, and he is able to come to terms with his own guilt and grief. In the end, Clay is able to find justice for Hannah and bring closure to her story. Main idea number 5. Clay discovers that Hannah was bullied and harassed by her peers. Idea summary: Clay learns that Hannah was bullied and harassed by her peers, which contributed to her decision to take her own life. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the cruelty of her peers. Clay Jensen was devastated when he learned that his classmate, Hannah Baker, had taken her own life. He was even more devastated when he discovered the 13 tapes she had left behind, each one detailing the reasons why she had chosen to end her life. As Clay listened to the tapes, he was horrified to learn that Hannah had been bullied and harassed by her peers. He was filled with guilt and regret, knowing that he had been unable to protect her from the cruelty of her peers. He was also filled with anger, knowing that the people who had hurt her were still walking around, free from any consequences for their actions. Clay was determined to make sure that the people who had hurt Hannah were held accountable for their actions. He wanted to make sure that no one else would ever have to go through the same pain and suffering that Hannah had endured. He was determined to make sure that her death was not in vain, and that her story would be heard. Clay's discovery of the truth about Hannah's bullying and harassment was a turning point in his life. He was no longer the same person he had been before. He was now a person who was determined to fight for justice and to make sure that no one else would ever have to go through the same pain and suffering that Hannah had endured. Main idea number 6. Clay realizes that his own actions had a negative impact on Hannah. Idea summary: Clay realizes that his own actions had a negative impact on Hannah, and he must now come to terms with the guilt of not being able to help her. Clay Jensen had always been a good friend to Hannah Baker, but he had never realized the impact his actions had on her. He had always been there for her, but he had never realized how much his words and actions had hurt her. He had never realized how much his silence had hurt her. He had never realized how much his lack of action had hurt her. Clay was filled with guilt and regret as he realized that his own actions had contributed to Hannah's suffering. Clay had always been a good friend to Hannah, but he had never realized the extent of the damage his actions had caused. He had never realized how much his words and actions had hurt her. He had never realized how much his silence had hurt her. He had never realized how much his lack of action had hurt her. Clay was filled with guilt and regret as he realized that his own actions had contributed to Hannah's suffering. Clay was filled with guilt and regret as he realized that his own actions had contributed to Hannah's suffering. He had never meant to hurt her, but he had done so nonetheless. He had never meant to cause her pain, but he had done so nonetheless. He had never meant to make her feel alone, but he had done so nonetheless. Clay was filled with guilt and regret as he realized that his own actions had had a negative impact on Hannah. Main idea number 7. Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all connected to Hannah's death. Idea summary: Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all connected to Hannah's death in some way. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay Jensen had been dreading the day he received the mysterious package from Hannah Baker. He had no idea what it contained, but he knew it was from her. When he opened it, he found 7 cassette tapes, each one containing a story about why Hannah had taken her own life. As Clay listened to the tapes, he was shocked to discover that each person on the tapes had some connection to Hannah's death. He realized that each person had contributed in some way to her death, whether it was through their actions or their inaction. Clay was devastated by this realization, but he was determined to find out the truth and to make sure that justice was served. Clay began to investigate each person on the tapes, trying to uncover the truth about what had happened to Hannah. He spoke to each person, asking questions and trying to piece together the events that had led to her death. He was horrified to discover that each person had played a role in her death, whether it was through their actions or their inaction. He was determined to make sure that justice was served and that the truth was revealed. Clay's investigation eventually led him to the realization that the people on the tapes were all connected to Hannah's death. He was devastated by this realization, but he was determined to make sure that justice was served and that the truth was revealed. He was determined to make sure that no one else would have to suffer the same fate as Hannah. Main idea number 8. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in Hannah's death. Idea summary: Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in Hannah's death in some way. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay Jensen had been listening to the tapes that Hannah Baker had left behind, and he had been learning more and more about the people who had hurt her. He had been trying to make sense of it all, but he had been unable to protect her from the people who had caused her so much pain. Now, as he listened to the last tape, he realized that all of the people on the tapes had been complicit in Hannah's death in some way. He was overwhelmed with guilt and regret, knowing that he had been unable to save her. Clay had been so sure that he could make a difference, that he could help Hannah in some way. But now he was faced with the reality that he had failed her. He had been unable to protect her from the people who had hurt her, and he had been unable to stop her from taking her own life. He was filled with sadness and regret, and he knew that he would never be able to forgive himself for not being able to save her. Clay had been so sure that he could make a difference, but now he was faced with the truth that he had been unable to protect her. He had been unable to save her from the people who had hurt her, and he had been unable to stop her from taking her own life. He was filled with sadness and regret, and he knew that he would never be able to forgive himself for not being able to save her. Main idea number 9. Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for Hannah's death. Idea summary: Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for Hannah's death in some way. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay Jensen is devastated when he receives a mysterious package containing 13 cassette tapes recorded by his classmate, Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. As he listens to the tapes, Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for Hannah's death in some way. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. The tapes reveal that Hannah was bullied and harassed by her peers, and that her pleas for help were ignored. Clay learns that his own actions, as well as those of his friends, had a direct impact on Hannah's decision to take her own life. He is forced to confront the guilt and regret of his own role in her death, as well as the guilt of those who were complicit in her suffering. Clay is determined to uncover the truth and seek justice for Hannah. He embarks on a journey to confront each person on the tapes and make them accountable for their actions. He is determined to make sure that no one else ever has to suffer the way Hannah did. Main idea number 10. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in covering up the truth about Hannah's death. Idea summary: Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in covering up the truth about Hannah's death. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay Jensen is devastated when he receives a mysterious package containing cassette tapes recorded by his classmate, Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. As he listens to the tapes, Clay discovers that Hannah has left him a series of messages, each one directed at a different person who she believes was complicit in her death. Clay is shocked to learn that many of the people he thought were his friends were actually part of a web of lies and secrets that ultimately led to Hannah's death. He is overwhelmed with guilt and regret, realizing that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay must now come to terms with the fact that the people he trusted were all complicit in covering up the truth about Hannah's death. Main idea number 11. Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for spreading rumors about Hannah. Idea summary: Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for spreading rumors about Hannah, which contributed to her death. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay Jensen is devastated when he discovers that his classmate, Hannah Baker, has committed suicide. He is even more shocked when he receives a package of cassette tapes from her, which contain recordings of her explaining the 13 reasons why she chose to take her own life. As Clay listens to the tapes, he discovers that the people on them were all responsible for spreading rumors about Hannah, which contributed to her death. He is horrified to realize that each person played a role in her death, and he must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her tragedy. Clay is determined to uncover the truth behind Hannah's death, and he begins to investigate each person on the tapes. He speaks to each person, asking them about the rumors they spread and how they affected Hannah. He is appalled to learn that some of the rumors were completely false, while others were exaggerated versions of the truth. He also discovers that some of the people on the tapes were not even aware of the impact their words had on Hannah. Clay is determined to make sure that the people responsible for spreading rumors about Hannah are held accountable for their actions. He begins to confront each person on the tapes, and he makes sure that they understand the consequences of their words. He also works to make sure that the rumors are put to rest, so that Hannah's memory can be honored and respected. Clay's journey of discovery is a difficult one, but it is also an important one. He learns that words can have a powerful impact, and that people must be held accountable for their actions. He also learns that it is important to stand up for what is right, and to make sure that the truth is heard. In the end, Clay's journey helps him to understand the power of words, and the importance of speaking up for what is right. Main idea number 12. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in ignoring Hannah's pleas for help. Idea summary: Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in ignoring Hannah's pleas for help. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay Jensen is devastated when he receives a mysterious package containing cassette tapes recorded by his classmate, Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. As he listens to the tapes, Clay discovers that Hannah has left him a series of messages, each one directed at a different person who she believes was complicit in her death. Clay is horrified to learn that the people on the tapes were all aware of Hannah's struggles and yet did nothing to help her. He is filled with guilt and regret, realizing that he too was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay is determined to uncover the truth behind Hannah's death and to make sure that those responsible are held accountable. He begins to investigate each of the people on the tapes, trying to understand why they ignored her pleas for help. As he digs deeper, Clay discovers a web of secrets and lies that ultimately led to Hannah's death. He is forced to confront the harsh reality that the people he thought he knew were all complicit in ignoring Hannah's cries for help. Clay is left with a heavy heart, knowing that he was unable to save Hannah from the people who hurt her. He is determined to make sure that her story is heard and that those responsible are held accountable for their actions. He must now come to terms with the fact that the people on the tapes were all complicit in ignoring Hannah's pleas for help. Main idea number 13. Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not taking action to help Hannah. Idea summary: Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not taking action to help Hannah, which contributed to her death. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay Jensen is devastated when he discovers that his classmate and crush, Hannah Baker, has committed suicide. He is even more shocked when he receives a package of cassette tapes from her, which contain recordings of her explaining the 13 reasons why she chose to take her own life. As Clay listens to the tapes, he discovers that the people on them were all responsible for not taking action to help Hannah. He learns that each person contributed to her death in some way, whether it was through bullying, gossiping, or simply not being there for her when she needed them. Clay is forced to confront the reality of how each person's inaction led to Hannah's death, and he must now decide how to move forward with this knowledge. Clay is filled with guilt and regret as he realizes that he could have done more to help Hannah. He begins to understand the importance of taking action when someone is in need, and he is determined to make sure that no one else has to go through the same pain and suffering that Hannah did. He begins to reach out to the people on the tapes, trying to make amends for their mistakes and to help them understand the consequences of their inaction. Clay also works to spread awareness about the importance of mental health and suicide prevention, hoping to make a difference in the lives of others. Clay's journey of discovery is a powerful reminder of the importance of taking action when someone is in need. He learns that even the smallest of actions can have a huge impact, and that it is never too late to make a difference. Clay's story serves as a reminder that we all have the power to make a difference in the lives of those around us, and that we should never take our loved ones for granted. Main idea number 14. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not believing Hannah's story. Idea summary: Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not believing Hannah's story, which contributed to her death. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay Jensen is devastated when he learns that his classmate, Hannah Baker, has committed suicide. He is even more shocked when he receives a package of cassette tapes from her, which contain recordings of her explaining the 13 reasons why she chose to take her own life. As Clay listens to the tapes, he discovers that the people on them were all complicit in not believing Hannah's story, which ultimately led to her death. He is filled with guilt and regret, realizing that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to save her, and that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not believing her story. Clay is filled with anger and sadness as he listens to the tapes, and he begins to understand the full extent of the tragedy that has befallen Hannah. He realizes that if the people on the tapes had taken her seriously, she might still be alive. He is filled with guilt and regret, knowing that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to save her, and that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not believing her story. Main idea number 15. Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not standing up for Hannah. Idea summary: Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not standing up for Hannah, which contributed to her death. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay Jensen is devastated when he discovers that his classmate and crush, Hannah Baker, has committed suicide. He is even more shocked when he receives a package of cassette tapes from her, which contain recordings of her explaining the 13 reasons why she chose to take her own life. As Clay listens to the tapes, he discovers that the people on them were all responsible for not standing up for Hannah, which contributed to her death. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay is horrified to learn that his own actions, or lack thereof, were among those that contributed to Hannah's death. He is forced to confront the guilt he feels for not being there for her when she needed him most. He also realizes that he was not the only one who failed her. Many of the people on the tapes had the opportunity to help her, but chose not to. Clay is determined to make sure that the people on the tapes are held accountable for their actions, and that Hannah's death is not in vain. Clay's journey of discovery is a difficult one, but it is also an important one. He learns that even small actions can have a huge impact, and that it is important to stand up for what is right. He also learns that it is never too late to make a difference, and that it is possible to find hope even in the darkest of times. Main idea number 16. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not understanding the impact of their actions. Idea summary: Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not understanding the impact of their actions, which contributed to Hannah's death. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay Jensen is devastated when he receives a mysterious package containing cassette tapes recorded by his classmate, Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. As he listens to the tapes, Clay learns that the people on them were all complicit in not understanding the impact of their actions, which contributed to Hannah's death. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay is forced to confront the reality that he was unable to save Hannah, and that the people on the tapes were all responsible for her death in some way. He is overwhelmed with guilt and regret, and must grapple with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. He is also forced to confront the idea that he could have done more to help her, and that his inaction may have contributed to her death. Clay's journey of self-discovery is a difficult one, as he must come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect Hannah from the people who hurt her. He must also confront the idea that he could have done more to help her, and that his inaction may have contributed to her death. Through this process, Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not understanding the impact of their actions, which ultimately led to Hannah's death. Main idea number 17. Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not recognizing the signs of Hannah's depression. Idea summary: Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not recognizing the signs of Hannah's depression, which contributed to her death. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay Jensen is devastated when he discovers that his classmate and crush, Hannah Baker, has committed suicide. He is even more shocked when he receives a package of cassette tapes from her, which contain recordings of her explaining the 13 reasons why she chose to take her own life. As Clay listens to the tapes, he discovers that the people on them were all responsible for not recognizing the signs of Hannah's depression, which ultimately contributed to her death. He is forced to confront the reality of how each person played a role in her death, and how their actions and words had a devastating effect on her. Clay is left with the difficult task of coming to terms with the fact that he, too, was one of the people who failed to recognize the signs of Hannah's depression, and that he could have done something to help her. Clay is left with the difficult task of trying to make sense of the tragedy that has befallen him and his classmates. He must grapple with the guilt of knowing that he could have done something to help Hannah, and that he was one of the people who failed to recognize the signs of her depression. He must also come to terms with the fact that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not recognizing the signs of her depression, and that their actions and words had a devastating effect on her. Clay is left with the difficult task of trying to make sense of the tragedy that has befallen him and his classmates, and of trying to find a way to move forward in the wake of such a tragedy. Main idea number 18. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not being there for Hannah when she needed them. Idea summary: Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not being there for Hannah when she needed them, which contributed to her death. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay Jensen is devastated when he receives a mysterious package containing cassette tapes recorded by his classmate, Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. As he listens to the tapes, Clay learns that the people on them were all complicit in not being there for Hannah when she needed them. He discovers that each person on the tapes had a role in contributing to her death, whether it was through bullying, gossiping, or simply not being there for her when she needed someone. Clay is overwhelmed with guilt, realizing that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to save her, and that the people on the tapes were all responsible for her death. Clay is determined to find out the truth about what happened to Hannah, and he begins to investigate each person on the tapes. He discovers that many of them had a hand in her death, either through their actions or their inaction. He also learns that some of them were aware of the consequences of their actions, but chose to ignore them. Clay is filled with anger and sadness as he realizes that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not being there for Hannah when she needed them, and that their actions ultimately led to her death. Clay is determined to make sure that the people on the tapes are held accountable for their actions. He begins to confront each person on the tapes, and he is determined to make sure that they understand the consequences of their actions. He also begins to understand that he was unable to protect Hannah, and that he must accept the fact that he was unable to save her. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not being there for Hannah when she needed them, and he must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Main idea number 19. Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not speaking up when they knew something was wrong. Idea summary: Clay discovers that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not speaking up when they knew something was wrong, which contributed to Hannah's death. He must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to her death. Clay is shocked to discover that the people on the tapes were all responsible for not speaking up when they knew something was wrong. He realizes that if any of them had taken action, Hannah's death could have been prevented. He is overwhelmed with guilt and regret, knowing that he could have done something to help her. He is also angry at the people on the tapes for not speaking up, and for not taking responsibility for their actions. Clay must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to Hannah's death, and how their inaction ultimately led to her suicide. Clay is determined to find out the truth and to make sure that the people on the tapes are held accountable for their actions. He begins to investigate each person's story, and he discovers that many of them had knowledge of Hannah's struggles, but chose to remain silent. He is appalled by their lack of empathy and their unwillingness to help her. He also realizes that if any of them had taken action, Hannah's death could have been prevented. Clay is determined to make sure that the people on the tapes are held accountable for their actions. He begins to confront each person, and he discovers that many of them had knowledge of Hannah's struggles, but chose to remain silent. He is appalled by their lack of empathy and their unwillingness to help her. He also realizes that if any of them had taken action, Hannah's death could have been prevented. Clay must now confront the reality of how each person contributed to Hannah's death, and how their inaction ultimately led to her suicide. Main idea number 20. Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not taking responsibility for their actions. Idea summary: Clay learns that the people on the tapes were all complicit in not taking responsibility for their actions, which contributed to Hannah's death. He must now come to terms with the fact that he was unable to protect her from the people who hurt her. Clay Jensen had been listening to the tapes that Hannah Baker had left behind, and he was beginning to understand the truth. The people on the tapes were all complicit in not taking responsibility for their actions, which had contributed to Hannah's death. Clay had been unable to protect her from the people who had hurt her, and he was now coming to terms with the fact that he had failed her. He had been so focused on his own feelings that he had not seen the signs that something was wrong. He had not been able to help her when she needed it most. Clay was filled with guilt and regret, and he was determined to make sure that no one else would have to go through what Hannah had gone through. He was determined to make sure that the people on the tapes would be held accountable for their actions, and that they would be forced to take responsibility for the consequences of their actions. He was determined to make sure that Hannah's death would not be in vain.